One of Prague's most recent new museums is dedicated to the art of cooking through the ages, with a particular look at the Czech contribution to cuisine. And the museum features special themed tours and cooking workshops, which have been a big hit with visitors. Chris Johnstone has that.
Meat is prepared a really traditional way, like 1,000 years ago. It's only honey and water, a little bit of wine yeast to it to start the fermentation, and then the process takes about 80 days to conclude. Yeah?
Yeah, that's very good.
That short tasting session, appreciated by two Russian guests as well as myself, was one of the highlights of a trip round one of Prague's newest private museums, the Gastronomy Museum. The museum, just off Náměstí Republiky in the centre of Prague, was created almost 2 years ago by the couple Ladislav and Nina Provan. Ladislav explains the concept behind the museum.
We are trying to present history of cooking in a very chronological way and reflect. We call it, among us, history through the kitchen window. We want to show how society was moving, technologies were moving, and we are saying that we are presenting history with no wars and political turmoils.
The series of rooms takes you through man's early mastery of fire, though not apparently its wide use for cooking purposes, dietary changes with the first settled communities, early stone ovens and the flowering of communal cooking in medieval and Renaissance times. Along the way, quite a few myths about cooking are exposed. Take the widespread myth about medieval cooking and feasting, for example.
We can see that movies show, when you see these medieval feasts, those knights eating, drinking, biting meat from the bones, it was like that. There were very strict table manners, and it was that only right hand was allowed to be on the tabletop, and only three fingers to be used to consume meat, because everything was carved. Similar like in Chinese restaurants, right, that you have carved everything to small pieces so they can use chopsticks. And they were using just these three fingers to eat, because even sweets, everything was prepared this way.
A servant with a large jug of water was also on hand to douse fingers, so that they could depart onto the next course or at the end of the meal. It should be said, perhaps, that the fork, however essential it might seem now, had a pretty tough historical battle for acceptance on the dinner table. Quickly onto the first real European cookbooks after the fall of the Roman Empire in the late medieval and Renaissance era, such as that of Italian papal palace cook Bartolomeo Scarpi. He published his 1,000-page recipe tome in 1570. Many of the cookbooks of the time seemed as much concerned about the medicinal aspects of the dishes as their taste. That was not surprising, perhaps, in an age where plague was still a very real menace. The exhibition continues with the spread of French cooking under royal patronage, and then as a much wider phenomenon after the Revolution of 1789, and the evolution of family cooking with the invention of small coal and gas cookers in the mid-19th century. Cooking utensils, ovens, a typical Czech grocery store, pub and wine cellar form part of the around 15-room historical trail. For me, the high point are the exhibits illustrating the flowering of Czech cuisine and gastronomy in the period running up to the First World War and the interwar period, when grand Prague hotels could rival anything offered in the rest of Europe. That was the era, for example, of the Hotel Paris, described by Bohumil Hrabal in his novel I Served the King of England, or the Grand Hotel Europa in Wenceslas Square. The Hotel Paris even came up with a recipe for an original cake to mark the hotel's opening in 1904. Even in the bleaker era after the Second World War, Czechs could still make an enduring mark by simple but innovative design. the famous Rimowska cooker launched in the 1950s and still selling strongly under a modern makeover is one example.
Rimowska is about 50 years old Czech patent, which is actually introducing very simple way of cooking. It's just a simple pot where there is a heat panel, like a lid, right, we call it. And it's so simple because it has only one switch on and off, and you have to watch it. But there's one advantage, that there's never burning from the bottom, which is usually the problem of all of us who don't know how to cook exactly. So this is an excellent way to simplify your kitchen, because you can prepare practically anything in there, from bread, pie or chicken, even soup or sauces, whatever.
Ladislav Provan's concept is for the museum to be much more than a static series of displays. It also features special gastronomic evenings or tours devoted to one particular aspect of cooking, particularly Czech cooking. A fully equipped modern kitchen is on hand for such sessions. These have proved a big hit, with exiled Czechs seeking to reconnect with their roots, as well as visitors with no local background. Mr. Provan and Nina explain.
Typically, there was this two-generation family from Australia. They were of Czech descent, and they wanted to learn fruit dumplings. So they did, yeah, and it was fun, it was very nice. Then we have another main direction, is presenting Czech drinks, mostly alcoholic, right? There is no interest in other stuff, but again, quite successful, because particularly for foreigners coming from Denmark, Sweden, Finland, and so on, they don't know Czech drinks, and here we are presenting them all typical slivovice, hruškovice, and becherovka in a very small amount. And we tell them what is it about and how should they drink it and how to distinguish
and
it from bad stuff.
How it should taste also.
How it should taste, exactly. Yes, so. The same with absinthe, because they're exposed here to a lot of bad stuff, right? And once they learn how real slivovice is tasting, they very frequently we can hear, say, oh, well, okay, so this is something different what we were drinking last night. So now this starts to be successful, yeah, because we have already a reservation till December.
The inspiration for the museum stems from both sides of the husband and wife team, though perhaps more from Nina's immediate parents and relatives.
Well, it comes from both sides. On my wife's side, it was a family, both gastronomers. Her mother, Alice Pinková, was the author of many popular cookbooks, always very advanced. You can see that she was writing how to cook with microwave and so on. And her father was a very famous person in Czech gastronomy. He was the head waiter in Hotel Alcron and then later in Hotel Yalta for most of his life. And he was always taking part at the World Expos as a leader of these representing teams of chefs and waiters, yeah. And myself, I'm an architect by profession, but again, most of my professional life, I was designing five-star hotels, working for Sheraton, Hyatts, and that helped me to get familiar with different Japanese cuisines and Indian cuisines and so on. And when I retired, I live now in Prague for last 15 years, and here I was also working with, but a little bit, because here it somehow didn't work. I don't know why, but I've designed the chocolate museum here in Seletná for my family from Belgium. And then when it was done, my wife's family, her sister works with association of chefs and confectioners here in Prague, and we were all sitting, and the idea was, why shouldn't you build this museum? So here we are.
Launching a new museum at the height of the recession was not perhaps the most fortunate timing. And while foreign visitors have taken to the concept, Czechs are still a bit cautious.
Well, we are missing strong partner, to be honest, because the opportunities are growing. It's amazing. If I show you the map of our visitors, they're coming from all over the world. But we have somehow problem to communicate in our country here. We do have visitors. Gastronomy schools are coming from different corners of Czechia, but it's not enough for us to take other opportunities and actually develop the way we feel we should now.
But if the museum can plug into the current Czech craze for all things cooking, then it should have a recipe for success.